Welcome to the 2014 BunSports.com Big 12 Conference Preview. A year ago, it was the Oklahoma Sooners and the Baylor Bears who went to the BCS representing the Big 12. Hard to say which one was the champion because they tied, but Oklahoma and Baylor both represented their leagues in the Big 12. As you remember, Baylor lost to Central Florida in their BCS game, and Oklahoma actually beat Alabama. They upset the Crimson Tide there. And Bob Stoops said something before the game, and if I'm not mistaken, he said some things after the game, but we'll just leave those comments for today. But Oklahoma comes into the season as the favorite, but there are a couple teams that we're going to keep our eye on this year in the Big 12, and we'll talk to the college football professor about that now. Two teams from the state of Texas and the University of Oklahoma. Those are the teams to watch this year.
I think you're right, Jacob. You remember last year, Oklahoma and Baylor had very outstanding seasons, both of them going 11-2. But I think that Oklahoma and Baylor and maybe Texas are going to be the cream of the crop this year.
Why Texas?
Well, because I think that Texas, even though Charlie Strong's coming in and things will be different, but they have a lot of defensive players coming back, and they got some really good running backs, and Malcolm Brown and Jonathan Gray may be in the top five of offensive backfields in the country, and they have a lot coming back on their defensive line. But I don't know. They just might pull it together. They've been underachieving. They might come up to the level of what their talent is this year.
Well, if they can do anything better on offense this year, I think David Ash, a senior quarterback, could provide them some leadership. But I don't know if the offensive coordinator, Joe Wickline, and of course Charlie Strong, the new head coach, if they can get it together in time to make him good enough to have them be competitive this year. That'll be what we're looking at. But also two other quarterbacks in the league, and that's Bryce Petty at Baylor. The senior quarterback is already a Heisman contender. And Trevor Knight, I think Alabama fans know all about Trevor Knight after that Sugar Bowl. Both of those guys look to make big impacts this year in the Big 12.
Well, we'll have to say that Trevor Knight seems to be a budding star, but he lacks experience. You realize, Jacob, he's only played five games. Even though he had that great game in the Sugar Bowl against Alabama, he's still an inexperienced quarterback. But when you think about it, just think of this, Jacob. Texas finished second in the Big 12 last year in recruiting, all right? But that was 20th nationally. So that tells you something about you got to look at the Big 12 with a perspective here.
They play a round robin in the Big 12, and so I'll just lightly touch the schedules. What that means is they play every team in their league, but they also play non-conference games. This is a Texas non-conference schedule, North Texas, BYU, and UCLA. That one's in Arlington. They play Oklahoma and Dallas, as always. They play Baylor at home, and they play at Oklahoma State. So those are the notable in-conference games for Texas. That's doable, in my opinion. Baylor plays Southern Methodist, they play Northwestern State, and they play at Buffalo. Wow, that's a really weak non-conference schedule right there. They play at Texas, they have Oklahoma State at home, and then they travel to Oklahoma. I would say that's a difficult schedule, but with that non-conference schedule, anything's possible. And Oklahoma plays Louisiana Tech, they play at Tulsa. Does Bob Stoops realize when he criticizes the SEC, especially the bottom half of the league, that he's playing a team from the bottom half of the SEC this year in Tennessee? I don't know. Does somebody need to give him that note that he might not want to run down his competition? But they do play Tennessee and Norman this year. They play Texas in Dallas, as always, the rivalry game there. Oklahoma State at home to end the year in Bedlam, and they play Baylor at home. That is, in my opinion, the most doable schedule. That's why we have Oklahoma winning the Big 12 this year. They give all the big games at home, and I don't think if they slip up, they'll slip up less than anybody else. What do you think?
I think I agree with you, Jacob. This is why you put them on top. Listen to this road schedule in the conference. West Virginia, Iowa State, TCU, and Texas Tech. Mm-hmm. So they really don't have a real heavy challenge on the road.
Right.
Their challenge, as you said, is at home. But I think both Baylor and Oklahoma will have very good teams. While Baylor will have another great year of putting up big numbers on offense, their defense will lack, will lack some experience, and that may be the Achilles heel for Baylor this year.
Let's look at that next section of teams here. And you have TCU, you have Kansas State, and Oklahoma State. The three of those teams kind of sitting there. You have dubbed Kansas State as your team to watch this year, a surprise team, whatever you want to say. This is his sixth year back. It's his 23rd overall year in Manhattan. 8-5 a year ago. Some people think they're falling off. You don't. Why?
Well, first of all, I think just one person, Bill Snyder.
Yeah.
I think that makes a difference. But now, listen, Jacob, they have a really good quarterback in Jake Waters coming
right.
back. And that Tyler Lockett may be one of the best receivers in the country. They have an outstanding center in B.J. Finney. And then defensive line, they have Ryan Mueller. And defensive back, Isaiah Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of those are quality, top-of-the-line football players. Well, the way Bill Snyder is able to put a team on the field, he knows how to use the strength of his team as well as anyone. And he knows that these players I just named are the strength of this team. And he'll build around them with other average players. So I just wouldn't be surprised if Kansas State's not the surprise team of the Big 12 this year.
You could go a number of different ways, and I have been talking about coaches on the hot seat, and there are a few ripe candidates in this conference. I think you could talk. There's some coaches. Gary Patterson probably needs to keep things going there, although he's had some tremendous success in the years past. Charlie Weiss, goodness, he needs to win an important game of some sort this year. He hadn't done that lately. But the one I'm looking at is perhaps on the hot seat more than anyone is Dana Holgorsen. He's in his fourth year at West Virginia. It's not a power program by any means, but this is a team that went 4-8 last year. They returned 6 on offense, 7 on defense, and they could get run out of the stadium. In fact, I think they will, against Alabama to open the year. Well, that's fine. Everybody understands that Alabama's much better. But they better win some games, or else Dana Holgorsen could be on his way out.
Well, the thing is, he's really picking up a lot of frequent flyer miles, so that'll help him. If he does get out, he can travel around all over the country. He'll have enough built up. But when you think about Oklahoma for a minute, you know, they do have, I think one of the keys for them is a freshman coming in, Joe Mixon, mm-hmm. as a running back. That could be the key of whether or not Oklahoma has the kind of season we think they're going to have. And I don't know exactly what's going on, but there's some little trouble that Joe Mixon's in. I've been hearing about recently, but I don't think it'll amount to much.
Yeah, Oklahoma, it's interesting. If I'm not mistaken, one of our off-air conversations the other day, you told me that you think there's a good chance Oklahoma can win this league and not get in the college football playoff.
No, I do not think there's an elite team in the Big 12 this
wow.
year.
And that's a very interesting statement.
I don't think they'll make it.
That's very interesting, and I think a lot of Oklahoma fans, a lot of Big 12 fans, a lot of Texas fans, even though they obviously don't root for Oklahoma, would be upset by that, just the fact. But I think it's true. I mean, you look at the league, doesn't have a conference game. And one more point on Baylor. One thing that might help them this year, they've got a little bit of something going on. What are they breaking in this year?
Well, they got a new stadium, and it's a $260 million stadium that they will be opening this year. And I think that's going to be something for them. It's McLean Stadium, and it's right on the river. And they also have a pretty good quarterback in Bryce Petty. And, Jacob, I think a key for Baylor is these two new receivers that they're going to be bringing in, KD Canyon and Devon Hootie Hall. Now, if you got a name Hootie Hall, you're going to be all right because you're going to be able to hoot and holler a little bit. And so I think they'll do well.
Okay, well, on that note, we'll end this 2014 Big 12 preview. It should be fun. It should be fun this year to watch and see who comes out alive in this league. Thank you. I'm Jacob Bunn for the College Football Professor here at BunnSports.com.